This recording, Switzerland 10, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's the story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself into the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put a plain yellow dress on, a fleecy jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. Then, when she got there was a woman when a ghost waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only accept to see it in a dog or goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling. Comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and harsh, so it would take some force to drape her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she admitted either. Her efforts was no fit tully. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold out a comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she whipped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. It can't imagine paying so much, but Mr. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Okay, my hobbies are athletic. I like to throw the javelin. At the moment, the weather outside is nice at the moment, but no sun, but it isn't extremely cold, not extremely hot. So it feels very nice outside. I like this at summer. I more like the summer than the winter. Some days in winter with snow I like too, but the warm times of the year I like more, when you can be outside and playing. Also, ich gang ins Gymnasium Kirschgarten. Schon jetzt seit 4 Jahren. 1 Jahr müssen wiederholen. Weil ich scheissig bin mit Englisch. Unter anderem, jetzt gefällt es mir ziemlich gut hier. Die Klasse ist sehr gut. Und ja, das Schulhaus gefällt mir eigentlich auch. Es ist relativ nah von mir daheim, mit dem Velo gut erreichbar. Das finde ich gut, dadurch, wenn ich immer mit dem Velo unterwegs bin.